Kick it off by welcoming in District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
A busy weekend for you. Brady Days here in Lincoln County. And then was the Hooker County Fair this weekend?
Correct.
Too?
Yes. So wow. Got about an hour or so off and then head up to Mullen for Hooker County and take that beautiful drive up Highway 97.
Cool.
So
words don't do it justice.
It really doesn't. Really doesn't.
Do you get to write off the mileage?
No. Yes, the short answer is no.
Because at least when I'm running around doing my stuff, I can do that.
No rest for our state senators,
I guess,
though.
Not.
Especially during a campaign season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and I was in Lincoln last week, too, and working on the micro-TIF bill and making some changes there. And it's interesting when you're having to do a map to kind of show the bill drafter exactly what we're trying to get done, because it can get complicated, and the bill drafters really do a great job down there. And of course Joe, my LA, has done a great job, and it's really kind of riding herd on what needs to get done down there. And so I've appreciated having the opportunity to have him down there during the week, and we catch up and kind of work on things that need to get done, and he takes it and runs with it.
Very good.
Yeah, he's a great resource for the state of Nebraska, and District 42 especially benefits from having Joe on staff.
He's been around a while, and that's really been helpful. He knows the district, and he's also got a law degree, and so that really helps. And so, I was fortunate to have him there when I got there.
Senator Jacobson, you mentioned you're working on the micro-TIF. Is this a cleanup bill then on micro-TIF? Or?
It really is. Basically, what we're trying to do is about three different things. Where first, we want to create that upfront funding mechanism that the other types of TIF have. And that's important because there's really no way for the developer to get their initial money back, particularly if they sell the home after they redo the work on it. So what this would do is would allow for the flow of the dollars from the future revenues to go to pay off the loan or the bond, which is what happens in the other two TIFs. And then that would allow then that developer to either pledge it or know that they're going to get that income stream even after they sell the home later. So that's important for them to create that additional incentive to actually utilize the program. The other thing we're trying to do is clean up and make certain that we are able to go in and spot blight so we can do it a lot at a time. And we think there's a little work that needs to be done there to clean it up. And then the third thing is we want to give the municipalities the opportunity to be able to shut it down or to stop or put a pause. So if they find that they're getting quite a few and they'd like to stop or they'd like to review them and make sure that they're consistent, we don't think it should just be an automatic approval. We think there ought to be some oversight by the council. And so we're putting that in there. And the North Platte City Council has adopted it with that provision. The question is, does the law really provide for that? So it's really kind of a cleanup to make certain, make it crystal clear that it does.
Okay. So is it fair to call this a cleanup to a cleanup? Because we just had a micro-TIF cleanup bill this past legislative session too, right?
Cleanup squared.
Yes. Well, that was kind of complicated because the cleanups that Senator Groney had proposed before I got there were good improvements to the original bill. Mm-hmm. And so then when I got there, Senator Wayne had gone ahead and salvaged it so that it could still be considered this session and kept it alive, and then came to me day one and said, okay, what do you want to do with this? Basically, if you want to carry it, I'll go ahead and hand it off. Otherwise, I'm going to let it die. And I said, no, I think we want to carry it because the improvements were a good step in the right direction. The problem was we were so far into the session that I wasn't going to be allowed to put any amendments onto it because there wasn't time to hear them. So the decision was made then. I made the decision at that point just to go ahead and take it as it was and move it forward.
Okay. District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And Senator Jacobson, is there anything else that your legislative staff's working on at this point that you wanted to bring up to us?
Well, we do get a number of issues that come at us. I know we've had several people call with various situations that they're dealing with, and we try to help them if we can. I think in many cases, people are getting a hold of us maybe too early. where they're working through some kind of a situation where either the courts are involved or you know, building inspectors or somebody are involved. And, you know, from our perspective, we've got to let that process follow through.
Sure.
And then once decisions have been made and they've been stalled out, then that's probably the appropriate time to get our office involved. But so we deal with a fair amount of that. We do get some walk-ins. We get a lot of emails. And I suppose you're probably going to, in order to jump ahead here, probably because I'm sure you're going to probably ask me about what's happening with the special session. So I'll just get that behind us right out of the gate here.
You're a mind reader, Senator.
I did get the call from Speaker Hilgers last week, and we did have a good conversation on the phone. And suffice to say that the special session is being considered, but I think what the Speaker is doing is really polling all the state senators to understand what kind of bill they would be prepared to support and what the vote count would be. This is a normal process in the legislative session. I should have brought one of the cards with me, but there's literally a voter card. And when you're getting into a close vote on a controversial issue that you're trying to figure out whether you're going to get it past the finish line, there's literally a card that's got every senator's name on it, and you walk around and talk to each senator and check yes or no, and you just ask them, will you support this, or will you support the bill, will you support the amendment, and they say yes or no, and you move on to the next one. And that's where you can kind of tally up your vote. And so that's essentially what's being done now, and I think there's a couple of things being considered, and I gave him my feedback, and I think he's going to forward that on to the governor, and then the governor's going to make a decision as to what he wants to do. Just kind of for the listeners to understand that, you know, you can have 33 state senators. It takes 33 state senators to call for a special session, or the governor can call a special session. I think where this is at on where we're at with regard to the Roe v. Wade and really the Dobbs outcome and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, we did have LB 933, which was considered in the legislature. LB 933 would have been essentially an all-out ban of abortion, and it had some other ramifications that were involved. But this would have been stopped abortions once there's conception. And so that bill failed by two votes in the regular session. So I would tell you that now since that time, and that bill would have been a trigger bill, meaning that if there was an overturning of the Dobbs bill, which there was, then that would have become law had that bill passed. Mm-hmm. So that would be the law in the state right now had that bill passed. Since that bill didn't pass, the thinking was that the governor would see what the outcome is on the Dobbs bill or the Dobbs ruling, and then poll state senators as to what they would be willing to support. And if you could get 33 votes to support legislation, then there a special session would be called. I guess my own sense right now is that there will not be a special session. I could be surprised by that, but I think just based on the conversations, I'm sensing that we will likely not get have a special session. But I've given my input, and I think at this point it's really the Speaker and the governor in particular who are going to have to decide what they want to do from here.
If there was one of your colleagues, Senator Jacobson, that decided they wanted to try to rally 33 of your colleagues to go for the special session and kind of bypass the governor, is that something that you would consider signing in on?
Well, I would just tell you that if there's 33 that would like to do it, the governor would call it himself. I think, Yeah, the governor would like to have the special session. The governor would like to pass the bill. Mm-hmm. The governor would like to have 933 in law. So I think the Speaker would as well. Mm-hmm. So I think the two of them are doing just that. They're trying to rally 33 state senators to say that they would vote for X bill. I would tell you that the bill, my sense from the discussions have been that it would not be 933. It would be something much, much lighter than 933. And so there's a general sense out there because we're getting closer to election, and you've got a number of senators, I think, that were a little wobbly, I suppose, probably in the regular session, They're backing off, and so that's making it difficult to get the 33 votes. I think my position has been made very clear through my vote on 933, and I would still favor anything that would create more restriction, but we'll see whether or not we're going to have that opportunity.
This is very relevant news, too, because a town or a village, I guess, technically, within your district is considering this evening to become a sanctuary city for the unborn and outlaw abortion, with Hershey considering that with their board of trustees tonight. So that's promising news. That's welcome news from Hershey, and makes this that much more relevant, Senator.
It does, and I applaud them for doing that. I think that that's your other way to deal with this in the interim. I don't think there's any question that we will see a bill back in the regular session this next session, and my sense is that there will be a more restrictive bill passed in the special session, even if there was in the regular session, even if the special session was called, and there would be a more restrictive bill than what's out there today. Today, abortion is legal up to 20 weeks. And I think there's been discussion of moving that back to 12 weeks. And of course, 933 was really back to conception. So, So you're all over the board. There are a number of issues to consider through all this. But as you well know, I guess, and as I see it, there's been a lot of discussion about this issue. What doesn't get discussed enough is that the fact that every abortion ends with a life being ended, and I think that doesn't get talked about enough.
Yeah, and not just the life being ended, but a life being impacted forever with that.
Correct.
With that mother, and then potentially more lives as well, but we know for a fact just the one. So and Senator Jacobson, I don't blame your colleagues for not wanting to sign on for a special legislative session back in July. Let's be honest, the Capitol's AC isn't necessarily top of the line by any means. So,
and
nice to bypass July.
Well, and they're working on it too. That makes it even worse. So
that'd be the way to get something done quickly, though.
That would definitely be the case. If you've been to the Capitol, there's all this furniture with plastic over it out in the hallways. It looks you're kind of wondering what's going on. And what they're doing is they're doing a massive rework of the HVAC system in the Capitol. And that's why you've got all the senator offices that are up in the tower, because normally every senator would be on either the first or second floor. But they've had to relocate a number of senators while they rework the HVAC system. So I can only imagine on those 105 degree days. Ooh. What it was like in there.
Oh, man.
It would be plenty warm in the state capitol.
That's right.
I can't imagine. District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update. Anything else you wanted to add this morning on the legislative front, Senator?
Well, I would just probably say that I did write an article this week that'll be in the papers. I really kind of shifted gears a little bit and going to talk a little bit about the economy. And although I'm not specifically talking about the Build Back Better light that just got passed here yesterday or last night. But I would just tell you that I am very concerned that we seem to be doing going two different directions here. We've got the Federal Reserve really trying to curb inflation, and the way you curb inflation is they raise interest rates and cost and make everything more expensive, or make it more expensive to borrow. Consumers then cut back and they quit spending as much, and hence you get a pullback and get everything back in balance again. I'm concerned that the Fed is going one direction, and meanwhile, we've got Congress throwing a whole bunch more cash into the system, and so I compare
only,
that.
Only exacerbate the problem.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like putting gasoline on a fire. So I just shake your head when you look at that, and of course, we're coming up on midterms, and so crazy things happen when politics get involved, and that's probably the most frustrating thing. Is that I guess I'm kind of a pragmatic guy. I like to go in and fix things, and I don't get into playing these games. And that seems to be what we're doing.
And back here on the home front too, Senator Jacobson, there's some interesting movement with a ballot initiative, more of a petition that's being circulated here in North Platte to allow the rec center half-cent sales tax increase funding on the November ballot and bypassing the city council. So a lot going on here locally and nationally.
Yeah, that's true, and I think there's a really motivated group out there that I think people recognize that our rec center and the Cody Park pool are in dire need of major renovation. And when you look around the region, you look at all of the small communities that have nice quality YMCAs. When you look at the number of people here in North Platte that have memberships at the Sutherland Pool. Memberships in the Sutherland Pool.
Was that 20 miles away?
Yeah, so they drive from North Platte to Sutherland to go to the pool in Sutherland in a community that's a fraction of the size of North Platte. What does that tell you about the condition of our pool here? So, you know, part of it is the chicken or the egg. I know some have suggested that you need more employment here before we can justify doing these renovations, and others would suggest that maybe need to do the renovations and more jobs will follow. So,
I guess I didn't realize there were that many people that were going to Sutherland. Is there... got an idea of a percentage of the people?
I don't know the percentage. I've just talked to a number of people who said that they literally have family memberships over there. That's how often they go to Sutherland.
Mm. And it's a great facility.
It's a great facility.
It really is. But if Sutherland can have those things, why not North Platte?
Well, and again, I've always admired Sutherland and Hershey both. I mean, they've been very, very progressive. But Sutherland in particular, I mean, just go to that town. And I know going over there for the parade, it's a very clean town. People are proud of what they do. And really, I found throughout the district, I mean, it's really amazing in these smaller villages that, you know, we've just got great leadership in all of these villages. And they just are focused on, they're going to put their best foot forward. They're going to take the resources they have, and they're going to make the most of it. And I really admire them for what they've done. And it's been fun really traveling the district and meeting the people there and going through these towns and seeing what they've done. But this is another case where Sutherland's done a great job. And then, of course, you look at all the YMCAs. I think I read over the weekend that Hastings is now looking at redoing again their existing YMCA that's been redone not all that many years ago, and perhaps expanding it to another location.
Yeah, cool.
So, and of course, we know what Kearney's done. So, we've fallen way, way behind, and I think many people in the community see that. And really, what's been asked of the city council is to allow the citizens to vote. So I'm just a little surprised that hasn't just sailed through. But why wouldn't you give the citizens an opportunity to vote on a sales tax that isn't going to impact our property taxes? It's going to allow people traveling through North Platte to help pay for those renovations. And we certainly need them. And the alternative is that ultimately it's going to fall back on the property taxpayer when it doesn't work. And so the last thing we need is higher property taxes. We need to do everything we can to lower our property taxes. I don't want to see any taxes increase, but if we can do one, if we're going to do anything, it should be in the form of sales tax, where we've got others that are paying it and it becomes voluntary.
And
now the vote to table it, as I understood it, that was just because Councilman Carman was not available.
Yes, correct. Councilman Carman was absent.
Were they not able to have a quorum then with his absence?
They could have still had a vote, but Councilman Lucas, I have a lot of respect for, he decided or made the motion to table so that Councilman Carman would be able to have a vote and a say in the matter.
Okay, so is there any of the councilmen with pushback on it?
You need a supermajority vote. You're going to need six of the eight to vote yes.
So I'm just confused as to why we didn't go ahead with it.
They needed six of the eight votes.
Okay.
And so you definitely didn't have Carman, and so you're really down to three votes that were in question, and so you're going to need one of those three to vote yes.
Okay.
And Councilman Carman, he likes to be a wild card, but I think that this is a project that he's excited for. So.
I think he is, too. I just think he genuinely couldn't be there.
Yeah.
So I think they wanted him to be present, would be my sense. I've not talked to Councilman Lucas about that, but I think that was the plan there. I think they wanted a full complement of council members there. And then they're going to need six of the eight to vote yes.
Yep, you're going to need six of them. It does require their supermajority, or this petition might be able to put it on the ballot.
The petition would do it, as I understand it, the petition basically directs the city council to do it. So,
okay.
Senator Jacobson, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, I don't think so. We've got I think it's Maxwell this weekend for the parade. So,
cool.
Yeah, I think we've got parades every weekend in through the middle of September.
I was going to ask if it was winding down yet.
I think we may be past the halfway point, but just barely. So it's.
Are you tracking caloric intake?
You know, that's kind of one of the interesting things about it. You know, you're doing a lot of walking, but yet when you get into all of the foods, which has really been great. I mean, everybody's got their barbecues and fresh baked goods.
It's good food.
It's very good food. So that's been the bigger challenge, is that I'm getting more exercise, but I'm definitely taking on a few more calories.
It's evening out, though. Right?
It is.
Your predecessor had said it was the best diet plan he ever had.
Yeah. And he's probably right on that. I think I probably have to agree with him on that one.
And we will bring up, too, Senator, that at these parades, you're wearing both hats, not only as a candidate come November, but as our current District 42 state senator. So folks can feel comfortable in talking to you regardless of the issue, rather it be current state news or with the campaign itself as well.
And that's exactly right. And I'd like to spend time talking to people, and I do have opportunities. People come up to me, and they're asking me about different things, different legislation and views on certain issues, and offering some thoughts on what they'd like to see. And I really encourage that, and would encourage people to continue to do that. I'm wearing a lot of hats right now, but I am really committed to getting across the district and continue to get into a meeting with the village, various village boards and commissioners and so on, to just make sure I understand what their needs are, and that we're doing the right thing for them. And this is a much bigger district than it used to be, but I'm very focused on serving the entire district, and I think my travel would suggest that I'm doing just that.
I think so.
Senator Jacobson, if folks want to get in contact with you, how can they do so, sir?
Well, they can email me at mjacobson@leg.ne.gov, or they can call my office at area code 402-471-2729.
Senator Jacobson, as always, appreciate the time. We'll do it again this time next week, sir.
Thank you very much.